Sandra shouted. Her Aussie accent jarred me back to the present moment. Could I get down from this wall without embarrassing or killing myself? It's now or never, I thought, and leapt over the cliff. I forgot to plug my nose, and when I hit the water 20 feet below, I was surprised by the force of water jetting through my sinuses. Yet I was energized by the adrenaline coursing through my body. I swam over to the falls where I could feel the water pounding down on my head and shoulders and hear its roar in my ears. I wanted more of this. After we lingered a little longer, relishing the cool, clear water, Sandra reminded us that the day was slipping away and we weren't even halfway. We need to get a rig alone if we want to make it big to the car, boy Doug. So we packed up our water bottles and threw our shirts over our shoulders. We picked our way through boulders alongside the waterfall, slowly gaining altitude. When we reached the next plateau, we encountered another waterfall, equally stunning. May's dry heat had already evaporated the water from our shorts, and sweat prickled on my skin. I longed for another dip, but pushed on reluctantly. We navigated the flat edge of a narrow gorge, and then reached an area where we faced a choice between routes. Sandra fished for her trail map and asked how tired we were.
I think we missed the turnoff. Oops. I guess we'll have to take the long way. I think that gets us back to the car, she said to Nigel, who was looking over her shoulder.
He studied the map and shrugged. I looked over at Garth. He grimaced. I laughed.
Don't worry. We'll get there eventually, Garth, Sandra said with a wink.
After we'd been hiking a while, the route took a turn and headed steeply uphill. The foliage became less lush, the shrubs smaller.
Ah, booger, Sandra said, chewing her lip. This is the route that takes us up and over, the one with lots of steps.
She looked at Garth, who'd just finished wiping his shirt across his face.
Sorry, Garth, she said, beaming.
We labored our way up stone and concrete-covered pathways, punctuated by thousands of steps. Sweat was dripping into my eyes. Garth lagged behind. When we reached the top, we turned to wait for Garth. The panorama before me riveted my attention. High rocky islets sprinkled off the coast looked so inviting, as did the now calm South China Sea that extended beyond. Below us stretched the beach where we'd turned inland near the start of our hike, and the little island that reminded me of Snoopy sitting on his doghouse. To my right, the High Island Reservoir, which holds Hong Kong's drinking water, shimmered blue in the sunshine. As we'd hiked past the alluring aquamarine waters of the reservoir earlier, Nigel had explained how it was formed by closing a narrow gap between several small islands.
Almost there, Garth, Sandra joked as Garth panted his way up the steps.
After Garth caught up, we paused a minute, breathed heavily, then continued. The path curved downward, and Garth took the lead behind Sandra, gravity propelling his descent. Eventually, the trail leveled off, then wound between rocky outcroppings. I stopped to snap photos and then rushed to catch up. As I rounded a curve, I came nose to nose with a cow. The cow paid me no attention and wandered into a nearby clearing. Along the trail, I noticed droplets of blood on the ground and realized that they must have come from the cow. I retraced a few steps, wondering if the cow were injured. When I reached the cow, I realized the cause of the blood. I yelled, "Hey, you guys, this cow is calving!" I heard nothing and realized how far behind I must have been.